Esther. How's your day been? Has it been good? Do you wanna relax with me? What? You don't have time right now. You're late for your gaming tournament. Hey, so I know it must be exhausting for you, and you wanna have time for me again, but I made some coffee at least, so you can keep on staying sharp for the rest of the tournament here. How did you like it? Was it good? Added sugar and milk, just how you like it. It tasted weird. Oh, that must just be your imagination. It tasted weird. Is that how you thank me? No, thank you. Nothing. It just tastes weird. You're sorry? Yeah, you better be. Yeah, finish that cup. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you feeling okay? No. Don't try to get up. Wow, that kicked in fast. No, nothing. Just lay back. Don't panic. I can see the growing panic in your eyes. Just relax. Let it sink in. No need to fight it. Not like you can anymore. I made sure to put in some really strong stuff in that cup so you won't fight me on this. Or fight back. We both know how much stronger you are than me, despite your pathetic, lazy lifestyle. I wouldn't stand a chance. But with this, you're the helpless one. And just to make sure, in case I got the dosage wrong, I'll tie you down nice and hard too. There! Try to struggle. Come on, try at least. No use being rebellious now. Okay. I'll make it hard for yourself then. I'll just bite you till you struggle in pain. Like this. Wow, they were really effective. I barely noticed your struggles at all. Oh, is that a tear I see? I told you to struggle. You should have tried harder if you didn't want to get beaten so hard, dummy. Now let's get you out of those clothes, starting with your shirt. I really should have started with that. Oh well, let's just me take these scissors and come on, don't struggle. I know this is your favorite t-shirt, but if you struggle, I will accidentally nick you. There you go, good boy. This shirt was hideous anyway, like all your clothes. When are you ever going to get some sense of style? And now the pants. It's a good thing I'm cutting them off. Then I can buy you some real clothes with your money, of course. There's no way I'd spend the time on a loser like you. I might live here and you might have taken me in when I was homeless and alone. But taking care of us is your responsibility, Yester. And I can say you've done a good job at that. There we go. Last of the cargo pants. Now it's just the underwear. Now stay really still, Master. And let me just slowly cut millimeters from your cock so you don't move an inch. There you go. Good boy. So still for me, huh? Well, not that still. One part of you is twitching. Is that excitement I see in your eyes? You think I'm going to suck it? Oh, no, of course, I swear, girls like you never think how we feel to exist. You just think how good it would feel, huh? It's time you get some perspective. Let me just take care of my panties, straddle you again, and put this blindfold on you. Closing your eyes heightens your senses after all, huh? There we go, now stick out your tongue. Oh, you don't want to. Too bad, just do it and don't try to talk back to me. Don't talk back to me. I'm in control now, not you. You got that? Oh, open your mouth. There you go. Swallow it, loser. You're going to obey my every command, or I'll make this much worse for you. You got that? Now let's try this again. Stick out your tongue. There you go. Now just keep it out, just like that. You feel that? My sweet, sweet nectar against your tongue and silky texture. That's my panties. I'm gonna rub my panties against your tongue, clean them with your mouth, and don't you dare stop. Now let me clean my dirty panties against your tongue like this. Keep your tongue out. Good boy. Back and forth, lap up all those juices. Does it taste good? Does it smell good? No? Can you imagine your smell, you fucking loser? Girl, did I say you could stop? Keep your tongue out? That's good. Your tongue fits so well for this. Just the right twist. One lap of your tongue tastes all of my juices. Who needs a washing machine, huh? I could just make you clean all my dirty panties with your mouth. Saves on water. And remind you, you are mine, huh? What's that? You feel dry? There, still dry? I thought so. Wow, you really clean them well. I guess you're good for at least one thing. Let's just recline this chair. Oh, you thought you were done. No. This was just a warm-up for you. Let me straddle your face while I grab your hair. There you go. Start licking. Good boy. Okay, so like this. You know exactly where to put your tongue. Lap, good boy. Lick, lick, lick. Yes. I love that. Oh, good boy. Well, it's time to give that mouth of yours a break, so let me just take off my stockings. Say ah! What a perfect gag! They just put another pair of my panties in there for extra flavor and tape it shut. Look at you! Look how hot you are! I'm licking so much pre-cum! Oh, did you almost come when I did? No, that wouldn't do. You have to save yourself for the main course. For now. Let me just put the chair back up and straddle you again and slowly pull it in. No. Shh, don't struggle. It's too late for that. I know there's no condom, but don't worry about that. Just feel the sensation as slowly. Sit all the way down on your cock. It barely fits. I can feel you pushing in every direction as my tight pussy tries desperately make room for you. Oh, how perfect we are for each other. How perfect you are for me. I know you've been dreaming of this moment, Miester. Under other circumstances, I presume. Maybe with me beneath you, moaning your name and whimpering in rhythm with you pounding my tight little pussy. But you have always resisted my advances, why? Felt it was immoral taking advantage of a poor cat girl and your position of power over her, knowing she has nowhere else to go. Because it could not be that you're not attracted to me. I could feel it. I could feel you trying to avoid me more and more as I could see your lust for me grow stronger. And my outfits around you more and more imaginative. Or I guess less and less. With less to hide. I saw you sneaking glances at my legs as my skirts got shorter and shorter. At my midriff as the end of my top climbed higher and higher. On my perky little chest has the top outline more and more. I'm so glad you're such a lonely loser and don't have any friends over. I'd have to gouge their eyes out for seeing me in those outfits, and God knows what I would do if you weren't too pathetic to take ever a girl home. That would not have ended well. But you never did. You just kept giving me money to leave, money to buy my things and take care of me. Oh, you were so sweet, Miester. Until your distance from me grew too great and you fled into your little worlds of games. Maybe that's the only way you could keep your body from betraying your mind. And I get that, but in exchange, you betrayed me. I did you too. Not just for your money and food, but your time too. And you took that from me. Took that from me, and that hurt really, really. Really bad, Miester? But that's over now, I'll make sure of it. You're never going to betray me again, Miester. I won't give you the chance to. You're going to give me kitties and a lot of them. You're going to breed me over and over until we have so many, many, many kitties. All you will have time for is taking care of us, and you'll be able to go to work, provide for us, and then come home exhausted and let me take care of you. Oh, don't try to talk. I know it might not be the best time, but that's life. You work with what you get, so just accept it. Oh, yeah. You're going to be such a great daddy, Yaster. I just know it. I know it. You're so caring and kind. Don't worry about being ready or young. We'll figure it out together. Oh, I said stop it. I can feel your claws. I can feel you twitch and throb inside me so much. Don't resist it. Don't try to hold back, Tammy. There's no a way out of this for you. No going back out now. Yeah. You're going to come to me whether you like it or not. You're going to come to me over and over and over until we get kittens of our own. And if I feel you are somehow trying to hold that comeback from me, I squeeze it out of your balls so hard you wish you had never. So don't hold back, just give in, become mine. I own you now. I am your master, your goddess, and you're my pathetic breeding slave. So come, dummy, come. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Good boy. Let it all out. Just keep spreading. Good boy. Good. Good, good boy. There you go. Every last drop. See? Why's that so bad? Oh, are you crying? Did my scratches hurt? I'm sorry, babe. Wait, no, I'm not sorry. It's not my fault I scratched you in the throat of passions. If you were not such a gamer loser and actually paid attention to me, you would have helped me trim my nails. I would never be scratched up this bad. But no, you just had to game all day. Ugh, but I do seem pretty deep, so I'll go and get the aid kit and patch you up while you recover for round two. So don't go anywhere. Good boy. See you soon.